So in the Goal Prayer Book, if you'll please turn to page 183. If you have a white binder, just go to the first page that says Kadampa Center Prayers. So in the Goal Prayer Book, we recite the mantra between the two lines, that Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra, three times. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Taya ta om mune mune maha munaye soha. Now turn to page 34 in the Goal Prayer Book. In the white binder, we'll read the four measurables in English. Page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now turn to page 37, and we'll chant the four measurables chanting version at the bottom of the page, and then the two mantras. In the white prayer book, it's just the Tibetan words by the music notes. Sen chen tam che de wa dong. Chenrezig's mantra 8 times, and then Green Tower's mantra 7 times, keeping in mind people on our prayer list. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Om tare tu tare.
Yeshua, do you want a short story?
It's up to them.
Short story?
Yeah. Actually, this is a true story. A very true story. And it's about the history of how the Kadampa Center happened. Many years ago, back in 1974, in Nepal, there was a lama named Lama Yeshe. As a matter of fact, his picture is up there. See the Dalai Lama, and see right to the left of the Dalai Lama, there's Lama Yeshe. Well, Lama Yeshe was a very, very holy and realized being and very wise, but he also was a character. A character, kind of like you, Raul. I imagine Lama Yeshe as a little boy. I mean that really well. You're going to make a great monk. And so he had a gorgeous mandala set and was filled with jewels and all sorts of beautiful things. And he offered his mandala to all the holy beings and all the wonderful things in the universe every single day. But on top of his mandala set was an airplane. A model airplane. And so one day, somebody asked him and said, Lama Yeshe, why is there an airplane on your mandala set? And Lama Yeshe said, well, the airplane is the most wonderful thing. It enables me to take the Dharma all over the world. Well, just Friday, someone I know was building Lego spaceships. And this is a very, very special spaceship because this spaceship will take the Dharma to holy beings on other planets and throughout the entire universe. And that's how big our wishes can be. We can take the Dharma in our own lives, being kind to people, and we can take it everywhere we go, including to other planets. And Lama Yeshe started all of this by having an airplane on his mandala set. So if there's something special that you want to put in your offerings that's going to help all beings everywhere, just do it. The end. And the creator of this magnificent spaceship to take everything is Raul. Take a bow, Raul. Okay. You've never been shy before. Right here for today. And then I'll take it home and put it on my mandala. Okay, guys, glasses. Go have fun. Thank you.
Good morning. Maybe 2 minutes meditation. Okay. Please, would you mind take maybe a few minutes to introduce to yourself each other, please? Kandala. Need the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life book in English, Guide to Buddhist Way of Life in English,
yes.
In English, yeah. Shukila, you should have this dictionary, green dictionary. Shukila, you should like keep here.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh yeah, thank you. Please keep talking. So I'll continue the Tonglen passage that I started last Sunday. So far I'll finish that today, okay? I think it will help, this practice will help, you know, us, you know, if we do this practice, it will help to heal ourselves, okay, physically, mentally. Oh? We have physical difficulty, mental difficulties. Doing this practice will heal, you know. there are many, many cases been in, I think, like Australia or maybe some places, or people doing this practice very sincerely. So tong, no tong, that written word tong means no send, give, tong. Len means take. That's called tong len. Giving and taking. Tong len. So when you give, then you give out of loving kindness. Not out of fear, out of obligations, out of pressures, you just simply give out of loving kindness. Just give out of loving kindness. That's how giving practice has been done. Giving material, giving, even just, like simple things like, phone call, giving calls, asking someone how are you doing, and letting them know that you're praying for them and you are, sending your positive wish towards, their way, feeding your children, feeding your pet, feeding them, showering them, giving them bath, giving them exercise, all of that, anything that's associated with giving. So this is done out of loving kindness, okay? So that's the tong. Learn, then trying to, some of the problem that we could solve, some of the problem people have, we could solve, by talking, by being there, or maybe offering something, could be idea, or could be knowledge, or could be material things. So then a certain problem that we can't really solve, we cannot really solve. So then we try to say, think something mentally. So then that's done, the taking part is done out of compassion, compassion. So not out of frustration, not out of stress, not out of fear, purely out of compassion, you take. What we are taking their, miserable conditions, whether they're related to their physical body or mind. We just take them out of, compassion. So, so first let me explain the general tonglen practice. So when you take out of compassion, but you are the one who's doing this practice, but you are taking on what we call like self-cherishing mind. So please don't get, make sure that we don't get confused, because of course we have to take care of ourselves. That's not what I mean. Self-cherishing means this very self-centered. There's nothing for others. Everything has to be me. There's nothing for others, So that attitude, according to my and the Buddhist teachings, brings a lot of, invites a lot of problems. That's kind of like chronic disease, chronic disease that needs to be healed. Self-centered attitude. Self, there's one, only one self. Others, there's like number-wise, it's limitless. So, to survive happily with that other, you need a special attitude, to survive with the people happily. So you need altruistic attitude. Altruistic attitude benefits you and benefits others and creates, if everybody has altruistic attitude, that's the way to create, happy environment, better world, peaceful world. From Buddhism, what is called like bodhicitta, bodhicitta. you are wishing others, regardless of culture, tradition, religious belief, regardless, you simply, sincerely, genuinely wish them the best of the best. According to Buddhism, that's like fully enlightenment. You wish them to achieve the best of the best, highest level of, happiness, that's enlightenment. not wishing them once in a while, when the weather's nice, you know, you kind of forget them. It's not like that. All the time you wish them, you know, best of the best. That's the altruistic attitude of bodhicitta. So when you take unfavorable conditions that are related to other people, you take them out of pure compassion, out of compassion, then you take on that, you know, self-centered attitude. You take on that. And just imagine, meaning you think, okay, you can make, you know, like color, you can make, you know, like something visual. You can, if that helps your meditation, you can make it something visual. Or like smoke or something, you know, you can visualize that, you know. So then, just imagine the pass on that, then immediately that self-centered mind goes, disappear. So what we think does matter, because mental happiness is created by thinking, it's not just by eating something. So this is like temporary pleasures, you know, eating something, little while you are happy, you know, the next time you have headache. Not like that. That's why if we are seriously looking for mental happiness, you know, so then altruistic attitude is the key to, you know, to generate mental happiness. Okay. So now this stolen practice, you know, giving out of loving kindness, then taking out of pure compassion, so where you are taking on that self-centered attitude. My way, highway. That attitude. So that's not the smartest way to take care of yourself. That attitude is down the road, it's not doing good for yourself. No, it's not doing good for any other people, it's not doing good for yourself. So now we need to be smart. I mean, smart in terms of when it comes down to happiness, we need to be smart. Not like, you know, American people, you are smart. You can read, you can write, you can speak English. You know, a lot of people throughout the world cannot read, cannot write. Like my parents, they cannot read, they cannot write, you know. Even just receiving one letter, they have to go somewhere else. In my hometown, there's only one person who can read English, that's all. So when you send letter, then there's got some, sometimes that person is not available. They need to wait a long period of time with anxiety, not knowing what's in the letter, you know, like that. When I say smart means like when it comes down to happiness, so we need to now is to rethink, replan, rethink. Maybe now it's time to switch this attitude, you know. Self-centered attitude, like transform the self-centered attitude, transform into altruistic attitude. We'll have more friends. We'll be feel safer. Even that, besides the stolen practice, you know, people, good people, have more friends. People like them because they are nice, they are kind, you know, they are sincere. They are always, you know, trying to help other people. In mundane worlds, you know, these people have more friends. People who are just thinking about themselves, ignoring anybody's happiness, that person has feel less secure. More people they don't like, you know, so more people don't want to be around. Doesn't matter if you have billions of dollars, people don't want to be around you. People don't want to be around, even though you have billions of dollars. No, people simply don't care. No, so because so now it's time to rethink, you know, reposition our attitude. Jiden Dewa Chinyeba, another text, you know, Jiden Dewa Chinyeba, all the happiness that you can think of in this universe is due to, how to say, beneficial intentions towards others, you know, due to the beneficial in the Pelle Samba, as I say in Tibetan, beneficial intentions, you know, towards others. So that's the way to go for happiness, to altruistic attitude. Relying on that attitude will bring more friends, more secure, and more happiness. So, there's something that we all can do. So there's the Tonglen practice. So giving out of pure loving kindness, taking out of compassion. So now we all breathe, right? We all breathe. Do we all breathe? can I say something? One time I'm watching the debate, the political debate, so the Republican debate. So there's like, one person from Texas, what do you call this? Donald Trump. So Ted Cruz telling Donald Trump, breathe. whenever people make jokes, it's good, everybody laughs, So then another senator from Florida say, okay, now you two are talking about yoga, so let me say something. So they say, no, we are not talking about yoga, so they get upset. Breathe. Maybe sometimes we don't breathe. So generally speaking, we all breathe. So when you breathe out, when you exhale, the Tonglen practice can be combined with our breathing. When you're breathing, when you exhale, this is meditation. Then productive meditation is something that you do, then you are thinking something. As I mentioned many times, the purpose of meditation or power of meditation is to reduce our disturbing thought. Liberate ourselves from disturbing thought. Why? Disturbing thought are the mental suffering. We don't need that. Whether you believe in Buddhism, Christianity, or whether you don't believe in anything, all of us, we have mind. Not like only Buddhist people have mind. Not like that. We all have mind. So, more we think something positive, the better we are going to be. More we think negative, also health is not going to be good. when you breathe out, when you exhale, just imagine exhale out of loving kindness. All the goodness. And just imagine, it goes out and reach everybody. Minute it touch people, and just imagine they, receive all the happiness and rejoice. When you rejoice, according to Buddhist teachings, when you rejoice and your positive energy multiplies. That's why you rejoice, Instead of jealous, you rejoice. If you see something beautiful, people, nice dress, you just rejoice. And your positive energy multiplies. What you call merit multiplies, Exhale and just imagine, with the visualization, exhale, then exhaling, out of pure compassion, exhales. So then you're sending all your goodness to the people. So you get immense benefit. That benefit is related to your mind. That's most important. Weather can be beautiful, house can be nice, clothes can be brand new. If your mind is not happy, this doesn't matter. So the mind is critical. breathe out our pure compassion, then breathe out all the goodness. And just imagine, if somebody is struggling to get water, just turn all the goodness into, transfer into water, so then they use. It's all mental exercise, So mental happiness has to create through meditation means through thinking. Meditation means thinking. Meditation does not mean thinking nothing. Meditation means thinking something positive. That's the only way you can reduce or minimize disturbing thought. Disturbing thought and positive thought cannot arise simultaneously. That's the nature of law. That's nature. You can't ask why. That's nature. So then now, breathing, exhale. Then when inhale, then as I say, inhale, exhale, first exhale, right? Exhale. Did I say exhale? exhale all the loving kindness. When I talk, you know, sometimes I do make mistakes, then please correct, okay? Because, it's not easy, because thinking in Tibetan, saying in English, you know, it's not easy. So exhale out of pure loving kindness, then inhale all the unfavorable conditions out of pure, you know, compassion. So then pass on this self-centered attitude, which is considered as a chronic disease. That's why we have never been feeling good, you know, because of this chronic disease. So then when it passes on the chronic disease, then it shatters or disappears. You know? So doing that practice, you know, many people have been healed doing that practice sincerely. You know, in that number of cases, some cancer patients been healed doing that practice sincerely. You know? So then, you know, probably now, like, taking part, oh, now I have, you know, so much problem, I can't take on other people's, you know, miserable conditions. It's too much, you know, I'm just overwhelmed by things that are going in my life. No need to worry. Lembe korim ranathams. Taking part can be done based on yourself. You are doing this morning Dongren practice, you can just imagine, you know, you are taking out afternoon problems. You are taking now, tomorrow's problem, taking now, next week problem, taking now, next month, next year. Then just imagine, you know, just taking that now, purely out of, you know, like, compassion. So so then when you become pretty good at that, you know, or as I suggest, you know, not in the test, you know, that's like, I think it's okay, because sometimes I do it a little bit, I think it's okay, it's not against the teachings. You can visualize yourself in front of you, and just look at very closely, you know, like, you know, here, like, or being very critical, you know, not liking yourself, looking down on yourself, all of them is not good. Not good at all. It's not good at all. You know? What is good? Thinking of something, oh, my life is precious. This is, you know, so meaningful, so precious. This is like boat. You know, it's capable to cross these oceans of complications, you know, what we call samsara, you know. This boat can sail through that, you know, oceans. I can go beyond that, you know, oceans. Fully capable. You know, something positive. That's why the Buddhist teaching suggests, you know, precious human life. You know, it's not this, you know, just piece of junk. Or nobody likes, you know, I hate myself. It's not like that, you know. Need to think something positive, something good. Something good, you know, something good. You know. That's what you call precious human life, no? Meditation on precious human life. Huh? Why? Not because, you know, why? Because we can think. We can think something positive. We can think something good about ourselves, and we can think something good about other people's. We can develop compassion. We can develop loving kindness. So that's why, no, that's why, you know, we have this immense, this incredible brain that, you know, can learn, can think, not just think very deep, and liberate ourselves from disturbing thought. That's why this life is precious, you know, precious. So no matter whatever is going on in our life is still precious, you know. Fundamentally, the true nature of mind is like what you call Buddha nature, is like pure. Temporarily, it's like clouded by all this disturbing thought, you know, clouded. But actually, it's like diamond, covered by dust, buried under the dirt, you know. It's just like diamond, buried under the dirt. You need to discover, slow to discover, you know. So that is like Tonglen practice. So by taking part, do it based on yourself first. Then when you become very good, then you can slowly, you can transfer that onto close one, your friend, your family member, your relatives. Do that little while. When you become good at that, so then you can slowly transfer that to strangers, then when you become good at that, then it's also transferred to, you know, people we don't like. Then it's become universal tone and practice. So, so then there's going to be very productive meditations. So, rather than, you know, just sit there, you know. If you sit, this is like, this is called sitting, this is called sitting positions. That's how you sit when you meditate. If that's not meditation, that's like sitting positions. So, when you lay down, that's like sleeping positions. It doesn't mean you're asleep. You are laying down, doesn't mean you're asleep. Actually, sleep that comes later. So same, this is like called sitting position. So then, you know, when you have something to think, you know, some, that's why I've been asking you, if you are interested into meditations, you need to come up with some instructions. Oh, that's how I'm going to think positive. When I wake up, first thing that I'm going to think I'm very, very fortunate. I'm grateful that I can see, I can hear, I can smile. You know, there are many people who are struggling just to see, spending a lot of money, whole families, like with hope that person will see. When that person is able to see, like how much like happiness that person gets. But for us to see is nothing. You know, there's always, you know, there's many reasons to think something good, or other hand, there's many reasons to make your life miserable. So then there's the Tonglen practice, or so then I will read here, so then maybe some group discussions, okay? So some group discussions. This is the books written by one of the Indian masters, Koshanti Deva. Wonderful book. Here this section is talking about like beneficial intentions, importance of beneficial intentions. Oh. Very, very important when it comes down to happiness. Beneficial intention is the life force of happiness. It's very, very important. Oh. So, because of my English, so I'm going to probably read the translation here. If even the thought to relief, living creatures are merely a headache. Make sense? Am I making any sense? Your pronunciation is much better than mine. I'll read in Tibetan, so I'm not sure how many people will understand. Can you read it a little loud?
If even the thought to relieve living creatures of merely a headache is a beneficial intention endowed with infinite goodness.
The infinite goodness is called like that's positive energy. That's positive energy that you are going to create it just having that thought. That's called positive energy, okay? Energy, what we call merit. In Buddhism technical term is called merit. Anything good we do, say, think, do, this all create merit. That's positive energy. Or infinity, not just one, not just small, it's like infinity, it's like huge. Huge?
Huge.
So there's the infinity goodness, that's called positive energy, that's the cause for happiness. We have to create the cause for happiness. It's not just wish. We all have wish to be happy. Then why all these complications occur? We need to create the cause for happiness, huh? Can you continue, please, Kandala?
Then, what need is there to mention the wish to dispel their inconceivable misery, wishing every single one of them to realize boundless good qualities?
So now that thought is related to not just one person, every single one of them, you know, wishing, oh, I happy, him happy, everybody, you know, Tibetan, American, Asian, everybody. I just want them to be happy. That's all. I just wanted them to be happy. So I will try all my best if I can create the cause them to be happy, feel safe, you know, feel welcome. I will try all my best for sake of my own happiness and happiness of all living beings. So so that created then more and more positive, you know, like goodness or positive. Can you maybe skip the another stanza here, so then the next one.
Do even fathers and mothers...
After that.
Okay, the next one. If those beings...
I'm not skipping that because it's not something good, but you know, so right now, that's not what I'm talking here. Everything here is good, so, isn't it?
If those beings have never before even dreamt of such an attitude for their own sake, how would it ever arise for the sake of others?
See, when I say self-centric mind, that's something that's different than self-cherishing mind. We have to take care of ourselves. Even though you never dream about taking care of yourself, how you can think about others? That's please remember that. You know, I've said that many times, but I'm not sure how many of you understood that. Simje teta ni lang rangi chindu tinde si melung tuya ma bin hejan do khala che so. Can you repeat it again, please?
Repeat. If those beings have never before even dreamt of such an attitude for their own sake, how would it ever arise for the sake of others?
So now you can relate it to the Lamrim teaching. Oh, small scope, middle scope, great scope, no, Mayana, great scope. Why there's small scope? Yeah, that's there. You learn how to take care of yourself. How to take care of yourself in organic way. Okay, in organic way, no. Really take care, not just, you know, to eat something, not like that, you know. Not just worry about headache, you know, it's like much, much bigger complications that you're thinking, oh, I'm going to, how to liberate myself from all these complications. What it requires, some thinking, deep thinking. You know, it requires some deep thinking. That's how you liberate. You know, not just talking, you know, by thinking deep, you know, then that's how you liberate, you know. There are some, you know, knowledge that we need to know, we need to learn. What is samsara? Samsara, in Buddhism called samsara, what is that? Just read, and just, maybe you are very smart, you can learn. Just read what is samsara. So then knowing that, this is what is samsara is about. So now I realize, you know, I realized that, you know, I had this all many unrealistic expectations. Now I learn about samsara. Well, life is not going to be happy all the time. That's the nature of samsara. So So that's why the small scope, then middle scope, small scope. You learn about samsara. Then the cause of all the, you know, complication is not the neighbor. It's not the government. It's not, you know, someone else. It is mainly disturbing thought. I mean, so then you should also learn how to liberate yourself from disturbing thought. Then when you look around, everybody has problems, everybody. Billionaire, millionaire, doctor, lawyer, accountant, you know, gishila. We all have issues to deal with. Then slowly, slowly, when you wake up, then after, you know, like 1 month, 2 months, you're getting a little bit better. But okay, when you wake up, then you are waking up with positive thought, thinking something positive. That's good, you know, that's good for your life. That's the one. So we still have time to discuss. So please, you know, when we divide the group, so if you can discuss about the beneficial intentions, importance of beneficial intentions, when it's coming down on our physical happiness, mental happiness, importance of that. That's why, you know, this introduction, you know, before the class, I forgot that last couple of Sundays. So when we get to know each other, so then, you know, we share our stories, you know, so it's all about helping, serving, you know, serving. You do what you can do, then do it sincerely. You know, we all need help. Don't be, how you say, afraid to ask, you know. We are human, so you know, everybody has issues. So, and like, then giving help, you know, here people are ready to give help, ready to give help. Am I right? Whenever there's tragedy, you know, you people, the first group that, you know, contribute. Well, that means you have compassion, so. So when you get to know each other, you know, so now slowly, when I hear, okay, now, here, the important introductions, you know, so that then people know each other, so they then become friends. So that's good, you know. So then they, you know, go to each other's house, then they talk, and that's good, it's all good, you know. If everybody becomes friends, that's wonderful, you know. And with understanding that we all deserve happiness, nobody deserves problems, suffering. So there's some role we all can play. Some role, doesn't matter big or small, we all can play some roles. Even just talking or just listening. No need to say anything, just listening, you know. This helps. To create, you know, like wonderful, you know, community. Rather than asking what you believe, what I believe, you know, what you... Doesn't matter what you believe, what I believe, you know, we all want happiness. That's most important. So, what you believe, what I believe is not important. If you ask me what's the best tea, I will say butter tea. Mm-hmm. Tibetan butter tea, you know. Some of you say, oh, that's very yucky. It's okay, you know. Well, there's no happiness, no happiness, no. So that's the one thing to discuss, the importance of beneficial intention and altruistic attitude. So it's important of that. So now the second part that I would like you to discuss is like there are, this is about patience, okay, patience. So, so here, if you feel like this is important to discuss or important to maybe learn, so then please, you know, also discuss on this topic too. If you think, oh, that's not really important, I don't want to learn that, then you know, it's up to you. I just want to explain that. This is about patience. There are three types of patience. When you, in Buddhism, when you talk of patience, three types of patience. Nepala chimi nyebe shubhasa. Yeah, probably, Kandula, you read your English probably much better, yeah? Read these three things here, please. They're over there, a little loud. Nirjala Chimanyu Sabha.
Three types of patience.
Hmm?
Patience of not retaliating against someone who harms you. Patience.
So that's like probably patience that we know, right? Generally, yeah. That's called nijala chimanyibasava, isn't it?
Patience of willingly enduring suffering.
Does it sound good? Huh? Can you say this again? Might be not the best translation, but no, can you repeat that?
Patience of willingly enduring suffering.
No. Sounds much better in Tibetan. Do not have English over.
Geshe-la.
Sounds much better in Tibetan. Huh?
Geshe-la, a word I've heard for this type of patience is forbearance.
Huh?
Forbearance.
What is forbearance?
Forbearance. Living with it without, you know, it's bearing it. Bearing the difficulty.
Can you say that again in English, the translation?
Patience of willingly enduring suffering.
What is this? Something important to talk about now? If we have no... How is this? Can you say that again, please, one more time?
Sure. Patience of willingly enduring suffering.
Suffering, you know, sometimes what I say is like complications. That's probably better, you know, complications. You know?
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of complications. You know? Willingly enduring suffering, complications.
Willingly enduring complications.
Complications much bigger, and sounds much better. Sounds much better. A little bit better. Anyway, if we don't have complications, about 99% of my life is good. No need to talk. No, why you talk? No need to talk. If you realize, now there are, you know, like many complications, one after another. So, I think it's good. To learn, it's good to learn, you know, good to learn. If you are trapped in the, you're climbing mountain, there's one movie out there. Somebody who, like, climbing the rock mountains, then trapped. Then eventually save the life, cut it up, mm-hmm. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, that's not what you do. You know, cutting of your arm, that's not... But, you know, for greater benefit, sacrificing something small, that's skillful method to do, you know. Even though it's painful, but, you know, it's for the greater, has a greater cause. Sacrifice, not small thing. Dunga thangling seva. In the monastery, you know, we have like a class every day, but it's not inside the house. It's like open debate courtyard. There's one tree that, you know, chanting master has privilege to sit under the tree. The rest of the monks, that's under the sun, you know. So here, at the Western people, you like sunbathing. But there, you know, not much, no sun. There's no sun bathing at all. People don't like the bed sun. Because they are out all the time. If you're inside all the time, you can survive, you can get food. You have to go out all day long doing something, cutting wood, cleaning or something, you know. Here, all the work is computer, then on the phone. So it makes sense to go sun bed. But there, people like shade bed. No sun bed. So long hour, you know, you sit under the heat, under the sun, yeah, it's not, you know, pleasant. But if you think something positive, if you transform that, not just, I'm like feeling very bad, okay, I'm going to continue feeling bad, not like that, you know. That, then transforming that into something that you can think something positive, and transforming that, does it make sense? Transforming that into something good. Or maybe that transforming that into bridge, make it like bridge, where you can think something positive. So that's the one I want to talk, you know, that's the one, the Dunga Thangla. In the last time, what I said, like acceptance. So then, you know, that's also one kind of patience, Dunga Thangla Seva. Dunga Thangla Seva. in life, there are no, yeah, this part of the life, you know, that we all face difficulties, you know. It's not like everything will go smoothly. It's not like that, you know. Everything, sorry to say, but that's the truth, you know. So everything will not go smoothly, you know. That's the reality, you know. So then, when things doesn't go smoothly, then I think the second part of the patient, you know, is important. But that does require some understanding about, you know, then probably if you are more interested to gain, to rise, to learn more, then, you know, Lam Rim is the good book to read. Lam Rim is a good book to read. It explains, you know. okay. Then the last part, last patients, the children.
Patients of discriminative hopes.
No.
Sorry.
Mm.
Patients of discriminative awareness of the Dharma.
What that means? Chulang is English. Let's go. Chulang is English.
The patients.
Like, you know, I'm going to meditate. Oh, it's hurting here a little bit. It's hurting here a little bit, you know. It's kind of uncomfortable. But for the good cause, you know. Next 5 minutes, I'm going to sit and meditate, you know. Shakyamuni Buddha meditated 6 years, solid meditation under the Bodhi tree. That's how somebody can liberate for good. Oh, no, there are some, able to bear hardship when it comes down on spiritual practice. Make sense?
Okay.
Able to
yes,
bear hardship.
Okay, able to bear hardship
when it comes
down
to
spiritual practice.
Huh? Make sense? Huh? Meditation, you know, sitting like this, you know, sitting on the couch like this is much better, more comfortable. But sitting like this, putting your leg like cross leg, it's not easy, right? This is this hard, but you know, the basic is no pain, no gain. That's what it means, no pain, no gain. No. No, exercise, yeah, that's a good example, exercise, no, eating kale. It's not easy, so some of you are very fortunate that you like kale, but I myself never like kale at all, yeah. So, you know, exercise, no, it's not like, it's like eating cheesecake. Yeah. It requires some effort, you know. With effort, you know, that means, willing to bear the hardship, right? Exercise is not easy, right? Lifting weight is not easy, you know. You can just sit there and just think lifting weight, but doesn't much benefit, you know. You can just sit, you know, the thing all going round, oh, there's one round, there's two round. There's not like not much benefit, but you know, it's just thinking about going round. That, you know, hardship, like, able to bear when it's come down to spiritual practice. No? Yeah, so that's all. So I'll stop here. So then please, some discussions about importance of the second part of the, or maybe, you know, talk about those three patients. The first one, don't need to talk because we all know. The second one, the third one, then the benefit, the importance of beneficial intentions. Or beneficial intentions. Oh. So then discuss. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Then please divide the group. So discuss that. Then we are all going to be very happy to hear from you if someone from your group can report what you discuss. So then everybody will get benefit. Oh. Yeah. Thank you.
Carol, I'll give you this because you'll be...
So we don't have much time? Maybe 5 minutes? Does anybody want to share?
Oh, I thought you
So we've had a really great discussion in our group. One of the things that kind of led us into talking about patience was we started with talking about the importance of a beneficial attitude. And Dave mentioned that he often has to give presentations in his work, and it makes him really, really nervous. And the way he deals with this is he thinks about how his presentation is going to benefit others, and then he no longer feels nervous. He feels really good about that it's going to be beneficial to others. And then we talked with, I can't even read my own notes. Well, we talked a lot about with patience and with giving, keeping a balance, always being able to give with a rejoicing attitude and not to the point where you're damaging yourself, but just that you're always feeling beneficial and rejoicing with your giving. And since I can't read my notes, I'll give the microphone to someone else.
Okay. Hi, my name is Janice. Our topic of discussion was really based on what Geshe-la was saying, was two thoughts cannot coexist together. And we was also speaking on the law of duality. Duality is like good, bad. That's a lot of the problems I think that exist in the world today, because a lot of duality, and nothing is good or bad, it simply just is. What we might look at is good, somebody else might look at is bad, but it really, really just is what it is. Depends on how you look at it. And we was also speaking about how to so, like we said, everybody has problems. Everybody is dealing with their own issues. But we have to learn to cultivate our own self, our own inner self, before we can manifest the goodness that we, you know, we all seek and we want. So, you know, we can't look at just one person and say, oh, this person has problems and they need to do that. It starts with us. Everything starts with you, because we are our own inner verse. You know, as above, so below, as within, so without. So I think that's what we should all just learn to work on and learn to love our own selves, and then we will actually have way more love to put out into the world and to, you know, look at everybody as just a perfect being. And I think that it would just be a better world. And Andre here and everybody was talking, and you know, she was, you know, you mind if I just say, you know, she was saying that, you know, like we wake up in the morning, we have these negative thoughts all the time, and I think we all do. But, you know, like we were saying, look within yourself, you know, stop worrying about what other people think of you. Once we learn to go within and really work on our own selves and love our own selves. So that's, I think that's a lot of our biggest problems, loving your own self. You know what I mean? A lot of people have that problem. I do, everybody, just loving ourselves and trying to reach that higher self. Cultivate that and learn to love yourself, and every day just look at yourself, how beautiful you are. And I think we all can just make a better world. So thank you.
Well, I'm gonna speak for everybody. I think they agreed. First about the patient, I think we talk about the what would be patient is the not resisting to the suffering and knowing that that is temporary, right? And so it's like a surrender to the transformation that you have to go through. And that will be, I think that's what I believe will be patience. And about the negative thoughts, I took it like an example, like it kind of worked for me about stopping smoking. Instead of trying so hard to not smoke and stay away from all the things that I love about smoke, I start creating habits that it was the opposite that drew me to wanting to smoke. And my need, it kind of started fading away. So when it comes to negative thoughts and positive thoughts, instead of trying so hard to be perfect, to be kind, and to be loving, and have all these perfect, beautiful thoughts, it's just like one time Rabina said, to just try to, for one day, don't talk about bad. Talk bad about somebody. Even for about Trump or anybody. And I was just like, you know? Just because all this story in your mouth, and it's like, it has a lot of power. Your voice, your what you say out there, it has resonates, has a vibration there. It's very powerful. So if you just start not saying anything bad about people, it becomes natural to have positive things. So.
I thought one point that we brought up that was interesting is, you know, what's the antidote to impatience? And, you know, say, oh, patience, and kind of, but then talking a little bit more about it, just to mention that I guess we'd heard before that impatience may also be a form of anger, but we just don't necessarily like to call it that, and that might be helpful in kind of, you know, recognizing it for what it is and how to deal with it.
I think we're out of time unless there is one more. Did one more person want to go?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you very much. So, yeah, absolutely right. You know, every life is precious. Every life, you know, is precious life. So, we are here together to, you know, to become better human beings, you know, without judging anybody, you know. As I said, everybody has issues, you know. So just to see, you know, every life is precious. So wish them all, you know, all wish them well, you know. Whatever they do, just, you know, like whatever they do, you know, like, not saying like, anyway, wish them well, you know, wish them well and, you know, precious, you know. So when you realize that your life is precious, so the bottom line is like we are getting together every Sunday here, not to become Buddhist, not to become necessarily become something, but simply here to learn how to improve our inner qualities, you know, that we all will enjoy. You know? So, Thapa Ramjan is just pure. Thapa Ramjan is just pure. When you look around, everybody in the same, just pure. You know, everybody deserves to be loved, to be care, to be kind, and likewise you know, doesn't matter, you know, judging people based on their belief, their tradition, their culture, their way of life is not good. It's not good, you know. Just, you know, love them much as you can, you know, send them positive wish, you know. So then we all, you know, like Buddhist, Christian, non-believer, believer, whatever, you know, life the people choose to live, it really doesn't matter, you know, just wish them well, wish them happy. That you get immense benefit, you know, then there will be more, less problems, you know, less tragedy, you know, then everybody, you know, they live their life with peace. So that's the goal, you know, that's the goal. That's why, you know, in Buddhism, it may all sentient beings, not just may all Buddhists, you know, may all Tibetan beings, may all Americans, it's not like that, may all sentient beings, that include each and every one of them, you know, all the human beings. All the human beings, you know, so that you wish them happy. So that's the kind of attitude that we all should, you know, develop. So then that attitude will bring immense benefit within the community. So, and very much, you know, thank you very much, all of you, for your contribution. So, so when this room, when we walk in, there's no difference. We are all, you know, here learning how to develop good heart, warm heart. And not like judging people, nothing like that, you know. So just then wish them well, that's all. And when you pray and think about their, you know, well-being, their happiness, if people here, if everybody's happy, you get benefit. If everybody becomes miserable, then it's not good to be in a nice environment to be there, you know. So thank you very much for all of you. Thank you. And have a nice week, you know. And by the way, happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. In Tibet, we don't have Father's Day, Mother's Day, because there's no business. No Father's Day, Mother's Day. There's no business. So you're supposed to speak every day. You're supposed to think about your parents every day. Right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Now the Golden Prayer Book, turn to page 246 and turn to the opposite side of the sheet in the white binder, the back of the Kadampa Center prayer page. And let's read the dedication from Master Shantideva. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.